Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The CDC says of the more than 59 million doses of coronavirus vaccine that have been delivered in the U.S. so far, 39 million have now been administered. Officials in New York say they're still encountering some resistance to the vaccine, as NPR's Brian Mann reports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo points to healthcare and essential workers who've had access to the vaccine and been encouraged to take it for weeks. He says many black workers have declined.
The hesitancy must be directly addressed with facts and validation. And I'm speaking to leaders in the black community, pastors, community groups. We have to get the information out.
Cuomo acknowledged that some black New Yorkers who do want to get the shot may have less access to vaccination opportunities. He said the state is working to make it easier for black seniors to get vaccinated. A study released this week by the University of Pittsburgh found many black Americans nationwide live in vaccination deserts where doses aren't readily available, even to those who are eligible. Brian Mann, NPR News.
The Supreme Court has ruled California cannot ban indoor church services as part of its efforts to stem the spread of the coronavirus. But as NPR's Giles Snyder reports, there are some caveats to the high court's orders.
The Supreme Court's ruling is a partial win for the churches that filed suit. It came with conditions. While the justices say California cannot enforce its ban on indoor worship, they're still allowing the state to limit indoor services to 25% capacity. And the state's restrictions on indoor singing and chanting still stand. Those staples of worship were restricted last summer. The court ruled in two lawsuits, one filed by South Bay United Pentecostal Church in Chula Vista, and the other by Pasadena's Harvest Rock Church in Harvest International Ministry, which has more than 160 churches statewide. The court's three liberals dissented, with Justice Elena Kagan writing that the court's decision risks worsening the pandemic. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
President Biden says he sees no need for former President Trump to continue receiving routine intelligence briefings, citing, quote, erratic behavior. NPR's Ron Elving reports intelligence officials have provided such briefings and access to classified information to other past presidents.
In the past, briefings have been provided as a courtesy and to enable former chief executives to offer informed advice, especially on overseas issues. While he was in office, Trump was accused on occasion of inappropriately sharing U.S. intelligence. Among those urging that he not be given briefings now was Susan M. Gordon, who served as Trump's deputy director of national intelligence until 2019. Ron Elving, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Military coup leaders in Myanmar have cut internet access. Thousands of protesters took to the streets today, denouncing the overthrow of Aung San Suu Kyi's elected civilian government. The coup was on Monday. The Cuban government is vastly increasing the kinds of small businesses that can operate legally. NPR's Carrie Khan reports it's a major shift.
According to Cuba's labor minister, the communist government has expanded the types of small businesses citizens may run. The regime went from allowing just 127 to more than 2,000. The state-dominated economy is dealing with one of its worst downturns, shrinking by as much as 11%. The pandemic, which has all but dried up Cuba's vital tourism industry, and tough U.S. sanctions under the Trump administration have been blamed for the critical economic situation. Basic goods and foreign currency have been scarce on the island, and Cubans spend hours a day waiting in long lines for food and gas. The regime has also enacted other long-promised reforms, including devaluing the Cuban peso and deregulating some state businesses and foreign investment. Carrie Khan, NPR News.
President Biden today revived the presidential weekly address to directly communicate his agenda to the public. It had been suspended under former President Trump in favor of social media postings. The White House says the format will vary today. It was a phone conversation with a woman in California who'd written to Biden about losing her job because of the pandemic. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.